isolated thunderstorm possible. And, well,
isolated
Amanda,
awesomeness in the WCSG studio.
It is pretty isolated. It's on mic 3 right now, actually, because you go to WCSG.org, put in keyword TV, and you can join us Webcam Monday with our thanks to Vanderhyde Services. Good morning, Mandisa.
Good morning. Or I should say top of the morning to you, huh?
Top of the morning to you, Disa.
I had to, resist. Hold back. Yes. Because I figure you hear that at every radio station you go to.
It's funny. I used to hear people would always say, Mandisa, come on. And now they're saying top of the morning to you, Disa. I was like, thanks, Toby.
Come on, Mandisa. Yeah, that's right. We're going to play a couple of your songs that are kind of big, kind of a big deal for our listening family. You may have heard of, like, the Good Morning song. Overcomer.
Yay.
And we've been talking about some of our Overcomer stories within our listening family. And I know you got to hear one that we just played. You were on your way in.
It's really what I wanted from this song. I wanted people to be able to testify about ways that they're overcomers, because I just believe that it fuels our faith. I think that's what we love in the body of Christ. We love the kind of kinship we have to be able to tell our stories and then encourage somebody else through how we've overcome. So thanks for doing that.
Absolutely. We're excited to share Nora's story with you as well. She called us on Friday when we talked about overcoming. And Mandisa is with us this morning. It is true. You want to go to the website.
Yes, you do.
And put in keyword TV.
Yes, John, you are in for something special.
I promise I did not know this was coming. In fact, I thought I had arranged it so that this wouldn't happen.
Nope.
Have you done your stretches this morning?
I'm going to do them right
now. Did you have a protein shake, a smoothie?
Wheaties.
I am so not ready for what's about to happen. But, you know, like we were talking about, Toby Mac in the song says, you do the Zumba and I do not. Well,
you don't run half a marathons either. Let's just be honest.
Let's be honest. You're right.
You probably do ice cold pizza, huh?
I sometimes do that. Yeah. You're exactly right. So we're going to do a little Zumba to the Good Morning song coming up around or before 8:20. We want to give people time to go to the webcam because we will let you watch.
It's going
to
bless you.
Yes, it will.
John,
Zumba.
Is this your first Zumba
this
experience?
This is my very
first. You need
first.
To say yes.
It is. Oh,
because
it is.
If you're not, if you're practiced in Zumba, that might be a scary thing.
You ready to lead us in this, Mandisa?
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Okay, live on the air, Zumba with Mandisa coming up in 3.5 minutes on 91.3.
<She's excited>.
91.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly morning show with John and Amanda. Good morning. It is about
Where
that
are you
time.
Going?
Oh. It's 8:21, and we
I
have Mandisa.
She was leaving.
No, don't
she
leave.
She just grabbed her purse. I was like, I'm out of here.
I was trying to open the door so that you wouldn't run into it with your awesome moves.
Yes, we just did a little practice, and I'm slightly worried here. This is my very first experience. You are excited about this, Mandisa. I love it. I can tell she loves to watch guys who have never tried this before.
White guys who have never tried this before.
And I told him, when we get to the freestyle part, you cannot bite your lip.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's called the white man bite.
That's the only part I remember about what we just practiced. Is don't bite my lip.
It's fine.
So this is Zumba live on the air. Now you have an opportunity to join us. We would love it if you do that. Just go to WCSG.org, keyword TV, and it's Webcam Monday.
How did we get to this point?
I don't know.
We had said Mandisa's going to be here. We're going to talk about our music, and now all of a sudden we're exercising.
Yeah, she just kind of took over. She's like, we're doing Zumba. Here we go.
You got to get your workout in sometime, you two.
Yeah, exactly. She knew. So Toby Mac in the song Good Morning actually mentions you do the Zumba, I do not.
Yes.
So those are my words to you.
That's
and
right.
And we will play Good Morning. Join us Zumba live right now.
Even if you can't see it on the webcam, just get up and have a dance party. That's
absolutely.
Right.
You're with John and Amanda and Mandisa. And
oh,
here
my
it is.
Goodness.
Good Morning from Mandisa.
Oh, boy.
It's Zumba time on 91.3 WCSG. Good morning.
Wow.
91.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly morning show with John and Amanda and Mandisa. And Mandisa, that song is far too long.
She has her
fan. I had it ready because I knew.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a little out of breath. How
it
you doing,
good,
Amanda?
Right?
Was
you got
it
a little
right?
sweat going?
A little sweat, yeah. I remember not to bite my lip. So,
I'm so proud of you for that.
I actually think I'm okay.
That was the one part you got right.
Yeah.
That was the only part I got right.
No, y'all did so good.
That
and remember what
fun.
I said earlier, fat cells don't know choreography. So you kept moving and you burn probably 50 calories in the last 3 minutes.
Done.
That is way fun. Yeah, I feel about 5 pounds lighter right now.
So.
Thank you for that.
And I feel like I shouldn't have worn a dress today. Should have totally worn the leggings and just ruined the whole thing.
Okay, so that was my exercise for the month. We are getting ready to talk more with Mandy. So we've got that Overcomer song coming up and more of your stories on the way as well. You're with John and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG with Mandisa. Join us at WCSG.org, keyword TV.
Whew, we're finally cooled sweating. Down, I think.
I'm not. Are you kidding me? It's not set the
thermometer
down.
I'm just trying
down.
To put on a good face. I'm not either.
Yes. We're fine now.
Not having cardiac arrest of any sort.
A couple of deep breaths and I'm good to go. No, not at all. We had a couple people just send us a note that said, oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
You know what? That was probably the most documented thing we've ever done in the morning show. So you have no worries. There will be video posted
unfortunately.
Later.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
And Mandisa is here and she just showed me. There's a link on YouTube for her teaching the Zumba routine. To Good Morning. Yeah. So we'll post that as well. And then maybe every morning you can wake up with Mandisa doing the Zumba.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you said we burned 50 calories or something like that. So, hey.
Yeah, I feel about 5 pounds lighter. So it's all good.
Oh, well. We're going to go that far. But.
So on Friday, we asked our listening family, Mandisa, if they would share stories of overcoming with God's help. You know, those things that you just seem impossible, and yet God helps you through it. I wanted to share Nora's story with you about her son. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, here you go.
Good morning. My name is Nora, and I just wanted to thank you for something you did yesterday. With God's help, you had perfect timing. My son was recently diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. It's a lifelong illness. He has to have regular blood draws, and it was really hard on him yesterday because he had to be stuck twice. And when we got out in the car, you were playing Mandisa's Overcomer. And I told him to listen to those words because he's an overcomer. Because recently, instead of sitting down and feeling sorry for himself, he decided that he wanted to raise money for ulcerative colitis research and donate it to other kids to help them.
Wow.
And it really helped him at that point. He stopped crying and he was able to deal with the pain from his needle sticks and everything. So I just wanted to thank you.
Shift in attitude too for him. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, and he's 9. I forgot to mention.
Oh, man.
So he went from sobbing and crying and screaming it hurts all the way to just sitting there silently listening. It was just the last few minutes of the song, but it really helped him.
Wow. Overcomers can be all ages, can't they? Here's a 9-year-old.
The thing I love about that story is that sometimes we think that an overcomer has gone out of their difficult season.
Uh-huh.
But really, if you look at what defines an overcomer, like if you look in 1 John 4:4 or 1 John 5:4 through 5, it's not even about your circumstances. It's really about what Jesus did on our behalf. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you look at how Jesus walked, he didn't just calm the storm all the time. Sometimes he allowed the storm to rage on, but he gave his disciples the power in order to walk through the storm. Mm-hmm. So good for him. He absolutely is an overcomer.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I know that you have overcome a lot of things in your life. And I think people, you have so many followers on Twitter and Facebook. And I think people really relate to you a lot of because you're just so real and you're willing to share those stories and experiences with people. Is there anything specific that you were thinking when you wrote Overcomer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
There were a couple of things. First of all, my weight has been a lifelong battle for me. Mm. And it's why Zumba is so important to me. It's because finding a form of exercise that I enjoy was huge for me. It changed my life.
Yeah.
But I would say that I feel like an overcomer through that. You know, I'm not where I want to be, like Paul says.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm forgetting what's behind and I'm pressing forward. And I feel like an overcomer, not because I've gotten to my final destination, but because every single day, Jesus gives me the power to overcome that day, that mill, if you will.
Yeah.
And that inspired the song, but then also I kind of walked through a journey with Robin Roberts from Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And her battle through cancer and bone marrow transplant, and then coming back to GMA to sing Stronger the day that she was there, was just one of the biggest honors of my life. And so hearing her story and then just kind of saying, look how she did it.
Right.
With the power of Jesus, you can do it too.
When we're willing to share those stories, there's so much power in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we were watching that morning. That was so cool to be able to see you be able to really speak into her life as well. And God used it.
Who would have thought all those years ago when you said, I'm going to try out for Idol, American Idol, that it would all turn into this?
What's happened.
Yeah.
Here's the song. It's Mandisa. She's with us this morning. It's Overcomer on 91.3 WCSG with John and Amanda.
Staring.
101.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly morning show with John and Amanda and Third Day. Sing a Song takes us up to 8:54 on a Mandisa Monday here at WCSG. High temp in the upper 80s. Cloudy skies now are at 68 in Grand Rapids, 70 along the lake in Holland, 69 Kalamazoo, and 68 in Battle Creek and Springfield.
Seriously fun morning.
It has been a seriously fun morning.
I cannot remember a Monday that was this much fun.
Yay!
I can't either.
And I don't think we've ever had this much exercise on the morning show.
And probably won't ever again.
Until she comes back.
Unless you come back to visit us, maybe.
So. But our Zumba might have been so bad, she's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I cannot associate with you people.
I am told there will be video posted, so if you've been looking forward to that. WCSG.org. Keyword mornings, Melissa, is that where we're going to put it? Probably. Okay. And of course, more on Mandisa there as well. I do want to read a note from Karen. She had a question for you. Is this okay?
Yeah.
She says, being so famous now and so recognizable, Mandisa, if you could, would you ever want to return to your old life prior to being on American Idol? Have you ever thought about that? Would you want to go back?
I've thought about it. To be honest, I'm not that recognizable. I've lost like 100 pounds since I was on American Idol.
That helps.
So some people kind of look at me like, you look familiar, but I can't place you. But I would say really the answer to that is that I'm so thankful for what I'm doing. Like, this was my childhood dream that I laid at the feet of Jesus, and then he resurrected it in the way that he wanted it to. But somebody sent me a picture of a lamp that's being sold at Kohl's. It's called the Mandisa lamp, of all things. Like, how random is that?
What?
And
it's not the leg lamp on Christmas Story, is it?
No, okay. It's not. So I posted this on my Facebook page because it made me realize that we all can be lamps. Like, I was thinking about Matthew 5, where it talks about how you don't put a lamp under a bushel. Like, you put it out there so that the world can see. And the purpose isn't for your own glory. The purpose is so that people will see you and then worship your God. And so, anyway, I wrote this blog this morning on Facebook, at Mandisa Official, by the way. And it's just all about how we all have the opportunity to shine where God plants us. And this is where God has planted me. So this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And so should you.
Awesome. Well, you continue to let it shine in a big way and into West Michigan. Such an encouragement, such an inspiration to so many. So do want to say on our behalf,
thank you.
For what you do and for letting God use you. You've got a new CD coming out.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yes. It's called Overcomer, appropriately.
I think so.
Yeah. It comes out August 27th. Okay. And I'm really excited. Just, it's kind of a reflection of what God has been doing in my life.
Yeah.
And I've got some great friends on it with me. Matthew West and Plum and Israel Houghton is one of my favorite worship leaders.
Yeah.
Britt Nicole, Cindy Morgan, Chris August. Like, a lot of my friends.
I have not heard of any of these people.
I haven't either. Yeah. Do we play any of these people? I didn't. Toby Mac is in there too. Yeah. Really
Toby's
fun.
Not on this one. Oh, well, unless you consider Overcomer. We did.
I'm counting that.
Yeah.
I'm counting that. Top of the morning to you.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate the time you've spent with WCSG and hope that you can come back and see us again real soon, okay?
Totally. I would love to.
We're going to wrap things up with Stronger, which you mentioned a few minutes ago, the Robin Roberts story and how this song inspired her. We know it's inspired you as well. It's Mandisa. You're with John and Amanda at 8:57. Thanks for spending time with 91.3 WCSG. Hey, heard you were up.